Hello, and welcome to the Clinical Care Options Infectious Disease Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Adams. This is one of six episodes taken from a webinar on barriers and solutions to expanding PrEP uptake, featuring Dr. Timothy Wilkin. Dr. Wilkin is a scientific and medical consultant and a professor of medicine in the Division of Infectious Diseases at Weill Cornell Medicine in New York. In this episode, Dr. Wilkin discusses barriers to PrEP uptake in the context of race, specifically for Black and Latinx communities. For the full online educational program, please visit the link in the show notes for this episode. Now let's get started and hear what Dr. Wilkin has to say about how racial inequities shape barriers to PrEP uptake.
It's important to talk about PrEP inequities by race. So it's very good to think about what are the portions of Black and Latino individuals in your community, that your catchment area for your institution, and are they really the ones being prescribed PrEP? The rates of HIV infection are very, very disparate for young Black MSM in particular, but also young Latinos. And so it's really important to understand whether or not you're engaging these populations in your PrEP programs. So when we look at the numbers prescribed PrEP, the large majority are white individuals and really dramatic underrepresentation for Black individuals. So when you compare the makeup of people who are prescribed PrEP compared to the new HIV diagnosis, you can see the big health disparities there. So a major failing we've had with our HIV prevention efforts in the U.S. is really engaging people of color at risk for HIV in PrEP programs. So some of this is there are structural barriers to PrEP adoption. So the reasons for this in certain racial and ethnic minority communities is not clear, but it does seem attributable to homophobia and racism in healthcare, and to wider issues of racism and socioeconomic inequality. So if people are, certain groups are really less able to access high quality healthcare in general, then it's not surprising that they're less able to access PrEP services. So some of the physical barriers should be thought about, like how do you get PrEP services close? How do you make it convenient for people? How are they able to travel back and forth? If you provide care in rural communities, it's not uncommon for people to have to drive a couple hours to get to medical appointments. And so that's a huge barrier, especially with PrEP, where the standard is really to be seen every 3 months for, you know, HIV testing, STI testing, and to actually get the PrEP prescriptions and follow-up laboratories. So that's really a huge issue for people in rural communities. And there are social determinants. So how do you establish trust between patients and providers? Because that trust is critical for effective communication and for good decision-making on both sides. A really interesting study about PrEP came out of Kaiser Permanente, sort of a closed health system, if you will, complete health system in mainly Northern California. They did a study of people within the system that were linked to PrEP care. So there were about close to 14,000 when this was published. Most of those, a vast majority, were male. There was some racial diversity. I don't know how this is similar or different from their makeup of the community at risk within Kaiser. There were, among those who discontinued PrEP at least once, there were 52% of people discontinued PrEP at least once, and about 60% of those restarted at some point. But what they did was look at the incidence rates between various populations. What they found was that the HIV incidence rate of those linked to PrEP care but not prescribed PrEP was about 1 per 100 patient years. And among those who discontinued PrEP without restarting, slightly higher, 1.3 per 100 patient years. But what was really impressive is those that started and persisted with PrEP, who stayed on PrEP, that there were no HIV transmissions, which is really amazing. They did investigate some racial disparities within that, and they found that Black people were less likely to be prescribed PrEP than their white counterparts. And they were less likely to start PrEP and more likely to discontinue PrEP. So a number of times along this cascade between being linked to PrEP care to actually staying on PrEP long-term, several at each step along the way, the Black people were less likely to really have the full benefits of PrEP. So something that really needs to be addressed if we're going to make a big impact on HIV transmissions. So this was a study out of Atlanta that looked at PrEP persistence and discontinuation among young Black MSM. And so this was a prospective observational cohort study that enrolled about 300 individuals. And they were eligible if they were Black men who had sex with men without HIV, age 16 to 29 years of age, who reported one or more sexual partners in the last 3 months. And so the HIV incidence in those who started PrEP versus those who never started was significantly lower, but alarmingly high. So the rates for those who started PrEP was 3 per 100 patient years. Versus those that never started, 8 per 100 patient years. So 8 per 100 patient years. So it's like one out of 12 every year we're getting, we're acquiring HIV in this study, just a really alarmingly high rates. And so I also want to point out that PrEP persistence was suboptimal. So among those who had about 69% had a PrEP discontinuation at some point, and 40% had permanent PrEP discontinuation. So the large problems with getting people to persist with PrEP and stay on PrEP. So some of the factors that were associated with discontinuation included younger age, cannabis use, sexually transmitted infections, which is just points out is really a key indicator of someone who needs PrEP, and fewer sex partners. So you know, having a one long-term partner or not being sexually active, you know, one could understand how people might not see the need for PrEP, but still at the final visit, only 31% reported currently taking PrEP. So very difficult to get people to adhere to PrEP. So this was all based on oral PrEP. So really one thing I want to bring home is that the use of long-acting cabotegravir in this population should be strongly considered, because the clinical trials that showed that PrEP drug worked, it worked incredibly well in young Black men who have sex with men. For older white men who have sex with men who were generally adherent to their oral PrEP, less of a benefit, but really for those that had trouble, have challenges persisting with PrEP and adhering to PrEP is really like a key group to think about that strategy. So to create some change, we need education of both patients and providers to address some of these inequities in PrEP uptake. We need community-based education to raise awareness and to combat these biases that exist and to instill trust in the healthcare system. It's great to have representation, so we need more Black healthcare professionals as trusted community sources of knowledge. We need to address unfounded beliefs about the reluctance to prescribe PrEP and the change in risk behaviors that would happen with PrEP. We need positive messaging, so not fear-based messaging about necessarily creating fear about HIV. It's really about positive messaging about getting people to feel empowered about their sexual health and to protect themselves, and support prevention messages for HIV and STIs, and to upscale monitoring and testing. Okay, so it's good for your institutions to think about what are the barriers to PrEP uptake and for people staying on PrEP in your communities, especially among Black and Hispanic populations. And then what strategies have you implemented or could you implement to increase PrEP uptake in your area?
Thank you very much to Dr. Wilkin, and thank you to our listeners for joining in. As a reminder, to view the full Contemporary HIV Treatment and Prevention 2022 program on the Clinical Care Options website, and to access the slide set, click on the links in the show notes for this episode. Please be sure to check back regularly for more episodes on important infectious disease topics. Thank you and have a great day.